Christianita.
December 26th, second meditation for Christmas, the joy of the angels. The adoring parents of the Lord, Mary and Joseph, the shepherds who came from the fields, and the three wise men from the Orient who are already on the way to the newborn king, they are all touched and dragged by the mystery of the incarnation here on earth. In different ways, each of them has an encounter with the Lord. How great will have been the joy of the angels to know their Lord among men and to bring this good news to their brothers on earth. For it is a great joy and honor for them to serve the Father at once. As we can see, these wonderful beings are deeply involved in the plan of God's incarnation and are also always ready to come to man's aid when the Lord wants them to, and also when we ask them to. The Holy Scripture tells us that it is a great joy for the angels when a sinner repents and comes home. Look at Luke 15:10. How great will be the joy for the angels to know that man will be raised up by God and can be given back all the dignity he has lost through sin.
Рождество Твоє, Христе Боже наш, воссия мирови свет разумна, в небо звездам служащий звездою чахуся. Тебе кланяться солнцу правды, и тебе ведет из высоты востока, Господи слава.
How happy we human beings are when those we love are well, when they're truly happy, when they turn from erroneous paths and find true peace. How pure the joy will be then for those who live completely in God and carry his presence within themselves. The angels rejoice. Heaven rejoices. And this joy should be poured into the hearts of men, so that he might raise from his earthly heaviness and together with the angels and saints praise the birth of the Son of God.
Hoy, Alleluia. Shobis macharobeli far Christe shobas mogilo tzavta. Alleluia, hoy, Alleluia. Quelas gagit in od nacam shidoba.
There is no hopeless life, no matter how dark it is. The one who has become man is always ready to communicate his divine life to men, when he accepts the gift of grace. And the Lord always sends his messengers, the angels, and those who have listened to the message of the angels, so that all people may hear it. There is no greater gift that God can give mankind than to come to them on earth himself. The Lord wants to put an end to the misery of mankind, draw him to himself, and has bowed down to him. In Philippians 2:6-9 we hear, who, being in the form of God, did not count equality with God something to be grasped, but he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, becoming as human beings are, and being in every way like a human being, he was humbler yet, even to accepting death on the cross. And for this God raised him high and gave him the name which is above all other names. If we have ourselves problems to be filled with joy, let us look to heaven for the joy of the angels and share in it. They are certainly willing to share their joy with us, and this will be also their joy. Can we remain sad when our best friends rejoice? Gaudete, Christus est natus. And may joy and hope enter into the hearts of men. His birth is sufficient reason for this.
Gaudete, Gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria Virgine, Gaudete. Consiglio absalatiam industro, benedica Domino absalus laudet nostro. Gaudete, gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria Virgine, gaudete. Gaudete, gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria Virgine, gaudete.